Well, Ollie, just before we look forward, just to glancing back on the Cork game, mixed feelings. Ultimately, you feel Cork probably deserved their victory, but obviously there was the disallowed goal, and it's awkward because you didn't get justice is what you're basically feeling.
Nothing to do with the result. Fair play to Cork in the second half. They deserved to win the game, and it's, you know, if we won the game 2-1, I just, you know, in 30 years involved in sport at all level, and indeed Paul Hegarty, who's that length involved, you know, from grassroots level up to whatever League of Ireland under the edge international side of it, I've never seen a decision reversed in the time scale and the manner that it was done. If it was a three out at the start, it's a three out. That's not our criticism. The goal was allowed. The referee pointed a centre circle. The linesman made his way back to the halfway line. No flag, nothing. We celebrated under the shed end. We brought the ball back to the halfway line and put it down there and ready to tee off and tip off. And to be fair to Liam Boslin, the Cork goalkeeper, he got injured in it, which doesn't indicate a foul. You know, some of the more serious injuries in sport happen with no one around you. There wasn't coming together. If he gave a three out at that stage, yeah, I would have been disappointed and moved on. We wouldn't be talking about it here. But the crowd, because he lay down injured, and fair play to the Cork crowd, they bullied the linesman, and the linesman convinced the referee that there had to be a foul. And to be fair to the referee, he explained that to me afterwards, and he apologised, and I'll give him huge credit. Unfortunately, the linesman did not apologise. In fact, he did anything but that. But that's for another day, and I can't brand all the officials because of one person that obviously feels he's better than the rest. Because Neil Doyle, while he made a mistake, was man enough to admit it, and he shook his hand, and he'd be the first person to shake hands with me again whenever I see him again.
Moving forward, Dundalk coming to Balbuffet on the back of a defeat in a tremendous top of the table clash. It's never easy against Dundalk, but you know, this time last year, you salvaged a point off them, so you'll go in obviously hoping you could do that again.
Yeah, the result last year around the same time of the year when Keith scored, I think, from a corner kick and Blingarton equalised from the exact same corner, the spot, if you like, in the second half. It's a huge ask, you know. We'll know exactly how much of the gap it is there at the end of Friday night. Have we closed it? Has it got wider? I don't think anybody knows. You know, Dundalk have taken in serious quality. You know, the Cammy Smith lad they took in from Dundee is a serious player. The patching that out of Manchester City, they looked a little bit, we see them or saw them have they're top class, along with what they already had, if you like. You know, we'd need a hell of a lot to go our way to make a game of this. What we don't want is we got beaten 7-0 here 4 or 5 years ago by Dundalk, and there was no shame in it. They wiped the floor. This Robbie Benson, I think he got 2 in the first 4 minutes. And if we don't start right on Friday night, that could happen. However, on the other side of it, you know, we need to kick on. Is it too early for us to bridge that gap? Only time will tell. But no better way to try and get over a disappointment of Friday night than playing Dundalk. And it, as I said inside there, like, it's great that we're talking about Dundalk, you know, that they're coming to town, and I just hope that people can come out in their numbers to support us and to watch what the top team in the country has been. You know, a bar 1 year with Cork, you know, the Dundalk have been the top team for the last 6 years.
And the Donegal public, they can play their part, getting behind you, creating a really good buzz at Finn Park. And it's going to be a heavy pitch. It's going to be a bit of a scrap no matter what happens.
Yeah, although Dundalk are able for a scrap as well as play it, to be fair to them. They're men, you know. And yeah, we do. I mean, I refer to inside the way the shed end in Cork got a referee's decision turned around. Congratulations to them. You know, have I a doubt about our lads and supporters behind the goal or in the stand? Absolutely not. They're proper people. But we need them out. We need them to be patient as well, not just on Friday night, for the next number of weeks, months, whatever it may be. We will get better. It's a matter of how quickly that'll happen. And you know, you're looking at Dundalk on Friday night, your fourth game in. You know, it took us 14, 15 games to get a win last year, to get a team getting to a better level, if you like. Maybe it's a bridge too far on Friday night, but only time will tell, Chris. You know.
And finally, you've made a lot of personnel changes. A lot of new guys have come into the squad this year. You're still trying to finalise what's your strongest 11. So even for this Dundalk game, you know, how close to kickoff is it before you select your team?
There's, you know, chops and changes by the minute, and let's be honest with you, Chris. You know, we have probably a bigger panel than we had last year, which brings with it its own difficulties, but also it brings with the choices. We don't know what our best 11 is. There's very little between our top player and our number 20 player, let's be honest. And we won't know that and probably won't know it till we chop and change a little bit. You know, I think our dietitian Nina mentioned to me that we'd 8 games in April. We'll know at the end of April who can do what. You know, we know the lads that have come in from our own league or from the Irish league, the lads that have come in from abroad or that. We don't know probably enough about them. They're great lads, to be fair to them, but we don't know what level they can get to, a level without doubt. We don't know how high a level they can get to, and we'll know that at the end of April without doubt. Like,
and fair to say, is it a physically stronger side this year?
Well, that's hard to know. I mean, we've lost, if you take the likes of Dan O'Reilly, Harry, Keith, Josh, you know, they were physically very, very strong. So I'm not sure, you know, that type of way. Yeah, we've taken in lads that have ably, and please God, will ably replace them. But, you know, would have been a big enough side last year, Chris? Are we any bigger? I would doubt so. I think it's much of the muchness, but that way.